Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to episode 29 of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Today's a quick show, and as we often say, a good show is a quick show. So hopefully you've got a couple of minutes up your sleeve, you're just making a cup of coffee, and it's time to tune in to the Dumb Leaders Handbook. And this is all about a library of lessons from lousy leaders. Now, today there's a little bit of information about the ongoing future and the upcoming episodes around the Dumb Leaders podcast. But what I really wanted to share was on our website, at the Dumb Leaders Handbook, it's at dumbleaders.com, we make the statement, and we did this on our Instagram the other day as well, that every leader was at one stage a dumb leader. Now, we know that's true. We acknowledge that. Because every leader has made a dumb mistake, has made an error of judgment, has stuffed up every now and again. Now, good leaders learn from those mistakes and they continue on and they become better for it. But a dumb leader will continue to make the same mistakes. So every leader has at some stage been a dumb leader. Now, not every leader can admit that, however. Not every leader can admit that they made mistakes and learned from it. And in many ways, a leader that can't admit their mistakes is making themselves a dumb leader. Because when you can't admit that you've made some mistakes, that you've been a dumb leader at time, it actually highlights the fact that you're a dumb leader. So being able to own your mistakes, because one of the key things here, and Max Story from Blue Collar Leadership talks about this all the time. If a leader or a manager can't admit their shortcomings, they're of no use because their team already know. So if you think that by putting up a bluff and by putting up a front and that mistakes are not in your makeup, think again, because your team are already know. They know your faults. They know your failings. They know your shortcomings. And you would do yourself a real service if you could own up and admit to it. So every leader has at one stage been a dumb leader. Now, if you can't admit that, you're looking at a dumb leader. Hey, this is our last show on the Blog Talk radio platform. It served us well. But now we move with some great confidence onto the Spreaker platform. That's at Spreaker.com. Hopefully, if we've done everything correctly, you will not have your show, your listening pleasure, interrupted. We should still be able to be found under the same on iTunes and wherever you listen to us now. That should stay the same. That should not change. So that's one of the positives about moving platforms nowadays. They really do look after you, these companies. Spreaker have been amazing with us as we move over. So this is our last episode for 2018, unless something really dumb happens and I feel compelled that I've got to get up there and talk. I was going to talk about the NRL, the Rugby League National Competition here in Australia, but because the majority of our listeners are actually from America, I'm going to save that one for a special podcast or a YouTube message in and around just for our Australian listeners. But ultimately, there's been some really dumb stuff by coaches here in the Australian National Rugby League. And we'll highlight that, but not on today's show. So wherever you are, have yourself a really amazing Christmas. I look forward to a successful, prosperous new year. And I want to hear about all the success in your careers as we continue to move forward. We have a backlog of feedback. We have a backlog of dumb leaders in the news, and hopefully over the Christmas period we'll be able to catch up on some of that. Some of our other projects have got in the way, unfortunately, and as one of those projects, the amazing Coach Curl Academy. So if you really want to develop your leadership, go check that out. We've got over 60 programs that's going to help you become a better leader. But anyway, until next time, you know, it's been a pleasure bringing you the Dumb Leaders podcast. Look out for us in 2019. Hopefully you'll find us in exactly the same place. Have a great one. We'll see you next year.